All they want is New Hampshire. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've now come to learn that the president's policy on monuments is that if you like your statue, you can keep it. But the alt-right doesn't fundamentally care about statues.
I think that we should live in an absolute free market meritocracy where people eat or starve by the virtue of their ability to meet the needs of others in a market.
In his interview with Vice News, Christopher Cantwell, a white nationalist, explained that his philosophy is not about ethnic cleansing, nor is it about taking over the country. Just a small part of it.
People who feel the way I feel should move to, say, New Hampshire. You know, New Hampshire is 96% white, and it's a very libertarian society, and detach ourselves from the elements of the federal government that are hostile to our way of life.
He wants to prove his theory that his life would be better if he could live it surrounded by like-minded white people.
If we can live in a place where we don't have the compulsory integration, we can socially encourage breeding by doing things like cutting taxes.
We know what a great aphrodisiac tax cuts can be, but if even that isn't enough.
I've voted the idea of polygamy, and then if we can provide a enviable lifestyle on our side of the border, and white women want to come and escape the multicultural hellhole of the United States, then we're more than happy to make them second and third wife to the capable, productive men that we have amongst us. You know, just an idea I'm floating.
And then he won't care what happens to the statues. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.